Hi everyone, Jacques Tronje. In this session, our topic of discussion is King Josiah, another righteous king of Judah. An Afrikaans koning, Josia van Juda. Josiah reigned during the lifetime and ministry of the prophet Jeremiah. So this is right towards the end of the kingdom period. King Josiah was the great-grandson of King Hezekiah, who I discussed in the previous session. Just like Hezekiah, Josiah was also a righteous king of Judah, and in my opinion, a very, very special king. Like the other righteous kings, of course, Josiah did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. But remember we said the benchmark was King David. So the Bible says of King Josiah in 2 Kings 22, he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord and walked in all the ways of his father David, not turning aside to the right or to the left. Now this is a very special remark in any royal report to have. In addition, Josiah was also a very successful king. And an interesting fact about him is that he was a mere 8 years old when he became king. Although this was an unusually young age, it was possible in Judah, since Judah, unlike the northern kingdom of Israel, had the practice of royal succession, where a king had to be succeeded by his son. It's also important to mention that Josiah's father, King Amon, as well as his grandfather, King Manasseh, were both ungodly kings, especially Manasseh, who was a very evil king. But in spite of the bad influence of his two predecessors, Josiah excelled as a righteous king. Josiah got rid of the idols, the images, the altars of Baal and other false gods that were scattered all across Judah. In fact, Josiah's religious reforms were quite elaborate in comparison with most, if not all, of the kings of Israel or Judah. Then in the 18th year of his reign, something very special happened. At this time, Josiah sent people to the temple of God to repair the temple. And in this process, the law book of God was discovered in the temple. Up to this point, it had been lost to Josiah's generation. Now, this shed some light on the serious spiritual decay that Judah endured under the two kings who reigned before Josiah. Not only did they lead their people astray, fornicating after other gods, but the law book became so unimportant to them that it was simply forgotten, only to be rediscovered in the time of Josiah. It's also evident that not only the law book, but also its contents were unfamiliar to Josiah's generation. So the law book is now brought to King Josiah, and they read the law book to him. Hearing the words of the law book, Josiah tore his robe because he realized the sin of his people and the anger of God. He then arranges that all the people gather at the temple, and at this event, he read the law book to them, and they renewed their covenant with God. Following this event, they celebrated the Passover feast, and the Bible says this Passover was so special. It had not been observed in that way in all of Israel since the time of Samuel. Now, Samuel lived before the kingdom period, in the time of the judges. So this is very special. No other king before Josiah did what he did in this regard. So his reforms were very special indeed. And in total, Josiah reigned for 31 years. Well, that's Josiah, a truly special king. And we can learn a lot from him as well. I trust that you found this informative. May God keep you and bless you. Goodbye.